On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools, empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. So glad you joined us here today. Perhaps you're listening live here on KKNW, AM 1150 radio, or on Transformation Talk Radio on the internet, or anywhere around the world. After the fact, on ChristineUpchurch.com or one of the 90 stations where this gets posted. But wherever and whenever you're listening from today, I'm so grateful you joined us, and you are going to be as well because we've got a wonderful guest. But before I get into that, I want to say hello to the technological guru who does his magic so you can hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Hey there, and good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening to this wonderful show. And how are you liking it up there on the island?
it's beautiful, and it's a whole different way of life. In fact, when I come back from the islands and I get on the freeway, it's a culture shock.
Yeah.
We've got just a few stop signs, no traffic lights out here, and there's an abundance of nature. And it's a reminder to sort of be present in the moment. It's a great place.
For sure, for sure. Every once in a while, I'll get that too when I drive in the mornings. It's just the afternoon routine. I'm okay with it because I know I have your show to round out my week.
And I'm so grateful for you, Benny. And I'm also really grateful for our guest today. The person I'm talking about is Mary Flora Toniato, and she is the CEO and founder of Power with Soul. She specializes in helping ambitious women, entrepreneurs, professionals, and leaders to reach financial prosperity and success while fulfilling their social promise in the world. Her work has been featured internationally in media outlets such as Yahoo Finance, The Washington Post, The International Business Times, The LA Times, and more. And she has a book out right now called Money, Manifestation, and Miracles, a guide to transforming women's relationships with money. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Mary Flora Toniato. Hi, Mary Flora. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, Christine. I'm really excited to be with you.
And I'm so grateful you're here. And I'm also fascinated by the fact that you are taking a conscious approach to money, but you are specializing in how it affects women. Why have you chosen to both coach and teach about women's relationships with money?
Well, you know, it is a fascinating topic for me, and it's one of these situations, Christine, where we learn best what we most, we teach best what we most need to learn. And so I've had my own journey with money, from being a young single mother living from paycheck to paycheck to becoming a corporate executive and then becoming an international entrepreneur. And along the way, I really kept seeing this pattern with women, no matter how successful and accomplished they are, that there is still somewhere deep within that they're not feeling empowered with money, and it shows up in self-confidence and shows up in our numbers. In that, I came across this really fascinating and shocking statistic that in the U.S., women-owned businesses are generating $1.6 trillion a year, which is fabulous. $1.6 trillion a year, but only 3.3% of them are making over $500,000 and less than 2% over $1 million.
Wow.
And I really wanted to consciously work with women to help change this current state of affairs. Because of the fact that when women are empowered with money, they become difference makers. They're not only going to change their lives for the better, but they're going to do so for their families and for communities at large. Because on average, research shows that women are going to reinvest 90 cents of every dollar that they make back to health, to nutrition, to education, to family. And this is happening. happening in countries, in developing nations as well, all over the world. And so wouldn't it be just an incredible, incredible gift to the world when women are also empowered, especially financially?
Yes, that's very inspirational, and yet it's also disturbing to hear that although women are change makers in a variety of ways and are, you know, conscious about how they direct the monies that they earn, there's something getting in the way. So what is it? What are some of the blockages that can keep women from embracing that broader, more financially successful business?
Sure. Well, you know, it comes up, Christine, in symptoms like under-earning, under-charging, over-delivering, having what I call squishy boundaries, and mm-hmm. having unclear boundaries, in that women have a hard time saying no for many reasons, you know, because maybe they want to be liked, they want to be please others, they don't want to disappoint people, all these other emotions that are just put on top of money, actually. And where is, you know, poor money gets this bad rap. It's really only just a tool and a vehicle for us to get from point A to point B.
Right,
but
right.
When that ends up happening for women, because I talk about this in the book, that money is emotional currency for women because it's so connected to our sense of self-worth, our feelings of deserving, and even our sense of safety and security. And so for women, these are the kinds of symptoms that it can come out as. But really, if we go behind that, and when I work with women, I really am using the lens of money as a tool to really help me get to the bottom of what's holding her back.
Uh-huh, right.
And so, because money's universal, right? Money is a universal topic, and so we're very much triggered by money. So when I'm having that conversation and I'm really assessing where the kind of pinpoint where people are holding themselves back, especially women, it's really quite interesting how it can really surface quite quickly when we're talking about money.
Yeah. Okay, so can you give us an example or two of how a woman might be held back in one of these ways as it relates to finances?
Sure. So, for instance, a woman could be saying, you know, my income isn't growing. I've been doing this or not getting a promotion in her career at work. And she's thinking, you know, what could it be? Why isn't this happening for me?
Uh-huh.
And so we're looking at that as the outcome, which is income. But if we're looking at kind of in a holistic way, where is she holding herself back? Is she if she's perhaps afraid to ask for a raise? Perhaps uh-huh. she's afraid to increase her fees if she's in business for herself. And
right.
so behind that is something to do around lacking in self-confidence in some way,
uh-huh.
and looking at where else could she be holding herself back in other areas of her life. Maybe she doesn't speak up in her relationship. Maybe she's really so over-nurturing that mm-hmm. she actually depletes herself.
Right.
And
right.
so it really has this, I find it so fascinating because it really has within it a deeper root of what the symptom is.
So one of the things I'm hearing you say, Mary Flora, that I find so fascinating is that you talk about the, you know, a woman's relationship with money, but what you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that it's not just about their relationship with money, that it extends beyond that. The feelings, the emotions, the behaviors aren't just in regards to money, but elsewhere in their lives as well.
Yes, yes, that is true. And we use money as the entry point, if you will, to have those conversations, to begin to look within and see money is, you know, you either have it or you don't. It's very tangible.
Right.
And in the world, on a daily basis, we need money to live a quality life, to do things, to if we've got a big mission and big message and big platform in the world, it often takes money to help us advance in our life's work.
Right, right. And if these things are in the way, then we cannot move forward. And that is a shame in the world right now. It's like we need the heart-centered missions, and you know, we need more women to lead. And I think in terms of how we've evolved, I think it's, you know, from the hunter-gatherer, it's like the women have evolved from the gatherers who are more aware of what's needed in the tribe, more aware of keeping peace in the tribe and making sure everyone's cared for. So it seems to me that at this point in the world, we really need more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I you know, there the very first sentence in my book, Christine, is there are no coincidences. Mm-hmm. And this book is coming out at such an important and pivotal time for,
yes,
for women to start to recognize this and for men who also understand this and really being advocates and champions of women, because we need more balance. We are not seeing a lot of this type of balance on the world stage right now.
Right.
And we need more women to really step up and step into who they are meant to be. Mm-hmm. And this book is part of that to as a resource and guide to help in that conversation, to help women open up and get past whatever it is that might be holding them back.
This is really important, and we have to go to a quick break. But when we return, Mary Flora, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners how they can take from wherever they're at with their relationship with money and shift so that they can become more empowered. Stay tuned for more with Mary Flora Toniato here in just a few moments.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNWN Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a great conversation with Marisol Toniato, both on air and off. You probably would have wanted to have been a fly on the wall this conversation. but this is really interesting stuff. Now, first of all, I want you to mention what we were just talking about in terms of how this is relevant to a lot of men as well.
Yes.
So why is that? Why is it that some men fall into this category as well?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Christine, because this is one of the beautiful surprises, actually, and benefits of a side benefit of the book is, yes, it is written for women.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I am getting so many men who are interviewing me as well and so forth coming up to me and saying, I love your book. I know it's written for women, but I'm really resonating with it because I know it's in the context of women, but money is universal. And I always want to also feel empowered with money myself. And I think what they're really referring to is having more of getting in touch with the feminine aspect and not just the masculine aspect of all of our personalities that we mm-hmm. all have. And I don't mean that in just male or female. I really mean that in the highest sense, that we all can tap into elements of the feminine and the masculine, which we really do need to harmonize in order for us to really be able to integrate the spirituality with our emotions, with our psychology, and live a really good life. And I think they really see these, especially when I start to talk about like the different tools that are in the book and the different strategies, and they're using them as well, and they're loving it. So that I am very, very happy to hear that.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense to me, having read the book. Okay, so what are some of the tools that you offer people to shift their relationship with money?
So there's so many in the book, and I actually never held back, Christine, because I was thinking to myself, when I was where I was, you know, years and years ago as a single mother living from paycheck to paycheck, I would have loved to have seen a book like this because
uh-huh.
it's got so much information and tools. But what I do is I actually talk about the 8 holistic principles in the book
mm-hmm.
that can help you to transform not only your relationship with money, but also to create holistic wealth in all areas of your life. And so I talk about things like shifting your mindset, healing your emotions around money, how is it that how you talk about money, how you can improve your money habits, and how you view money. And so those are different types of tools that are in the book that are very, very powerful. And I have one in particular that I use often with clients that I made sure to include in the book, and that is a exercise around forgiveness in relation to money.
Now, I find that really interesting because I know that there are a lot of teachings out there about the power of forgiveness, but it's usually not applied to money. Can you give us an example or two of when that would be appropriate?
Sure. And I love that you point that out because it's true that, you know, the connection to money is not often thought of. But for instance, I have had clients who are very successful, and one woman in general, she was really had a lot of resentment and anger towards her father, who, when she was growing up, who had a business and he'd gone bankrupt and couldn't pay for her college, and she had to scrape by to make ends meet so she could go to school. And she still harbored a lot of that anger towards him, and it really affected the relationship of the family. And you wouldn't think that it would carry over into money or to her business, but I remember her coming to me, and she was not doing so great in her business, and she wasn't really sure why. She tried everything. She'd taken all the courses, the marketing, all of these things.
Right.
And she was really had this this real essence of the identity of being a victim. And I said to her, because, you know, when I'm working with somebody, I really am all in service to their growth. And I said to her, and by the way, you can read it in the book, the case study is called Fiona. So I said to Fiona, I think, Fiona, let's get real here. It's time for you to drop and release the victim identity around this. You know, she looked at me, and she like, her eyes really, really widened, because nobody had ever connected that link together for her. And then she started to cry, and she was telling me about how it really bothered her. And I suggested to her, do this 10-step forgiveness exercise. And you can do it. It may not be a one-time thing, but you can do it over and over again as you need to, so that you can actually feel so much lighter, because there's a lot of heaviness. And about 2 weeks later, she came back to see me, and she not only looked lighter and happier, but she said she had the best sleep ever. And then shortly after that, she secured a 6-figure contract for her company that she hadn't done in months and months and months. And, you know, that may seem like, somebody listening to us, it may seem like, oh, my God, that's so far-fetched. Mm-hmm. But really, if there's anything in your past where you're carrying something around, it may not only be around money, but that kind of anger will get in the way of you and your prosperity.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And one of the things that strikes me about that, Mary Floor, is there are so many women who, for a variety of reasons, have fallen into a sense of victimhood, have something to heal, to forgive associated with that. And so what you're saying is, okay, there was an aspect of this that related to money, but is it possible that our feelings of being victims as women, being victims from certain traumas, that really had nothing to do with money, can actually affect our relationship with money?
Yeah. Now, you know, historically for us as women, we culturally, our society, women have been disadvantaged in many ways. I mean, it's really only been in the last 100 years that women can vote, for instance.
I know.
And women, historically, and in other parts of the world, this still is occurred, do not have access to their own money.
Yeah.
And
shocking.
Money equals self-empowerment for women. And so in situations where, for instance, a client had told me the story, she's of a different generation, but she had told me the story that when she was growing up, her two older brothers and her would get allowance every single week. And she noticed that she was getting less than her brothers. And so she asked her father, and her father said, oh, don't worry, dear. What, your brothers are going to be the breadwinners, but you're not.
Right.
And she took that to heart because she loved her father.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she told me that she spent so many years under-earning and making sure she didn't make enough, more than her husband, until one day she thought, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm educated. I'm capable. And so it's so interesting how we also have to change the way we speak and the way we model ourselves to young girls and boys, because we can affect a generational change in how we women view themselves.
Right. Yeah, I remember when I was growing up, my mother would tell me to not seem smarter than the boys, because, you know, that didn't work well socially. And it took me a long time within the business realm to actually step into my intellectual power and speak up, because of that lifelong kind of, it's almost like a type of shaming of of my power or my gifts. And so what you're saying is it's the same thing with other women in relationship to money, that there is a certain type of sort of ingrained programming that they've got to break out of.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very much connected to, of course, how we grew up, how our parents viewed money, how money was talked about in our families.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and it's interesting because we get out into the world and we have a certain perception and belief system, of course, that we will have to reprogram ourselves. Because let's say if somebody's coming from a background and family who really always felt scarce around money and was always nervous and scared about money, mm-hmm. That person, that woman going out into the world getting her first job, for instance, could really think, oh my goodness, you know, it's so hard to get a job, so I'm going to go for the first one who accepts me.
Uh-huh.
You know, it could be something like that, and until we start to have these conversations, you know, this book is out, people are reading it, it can start to change the mm-hmm. conversation, especially in the dialogue with ourselves.
Right. This is wonderful information. And when we return, Miraflor, I'm going to want you to talk about the various principles in greater detail. And also, the book is entitled Money, Manifestation, and Miracles. And I'm going to want you to share with our listeners how we can get from the places where we're stuck into those financial miracles. Stay tuned for more with Miraflor Toniato.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNWM Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking with Maris Lorotoniato, who is the author of Money, Manifestation, and Miracles, A Guide to Transforming Women's Relationships with Money. Now, Miraflor, I'm fascinated by the approach that you take, because I have read all sorts of books on manifestation and some on money, but the approach that you take in terms of kind of unearthing not just the belief systems, but helping people to shift emotions relating to money, helping them to sort of shift their habits associated with it to in order to achieve the results, I think it makes a lot of sense. So what are some of the principles of wealth creation?
So the principles of wealth creation, there's eight of them, Christine. There's clarity, and when I mean clarity, I'm talking about clarity leading to alignment. And when we are clear on who we are, what our strengths are, what our passions and our purpose here, we are more able to then really serve our purpose and the passions and the work that we're meant to be doing here. And, one of the quotes that I included in the book is by Aristotle, that knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true, because once we have, everything gets into alignment. And when there's alignment, there's congruence. And then when that happens, everything falls into place for us, because then we're meant to be doing, and we are doing what we're meant to be doing and loving it and having passion for it. And then the prosperity and the abundance comes with that. And
right.
So I talk about that in terms of really knowing what your values are, what your natural strengths are, and are you using them in your life? More often, because, this is the time now to really, really assess, am I in the career, in the job, in the business, even in the life that I most want to be living?
And it's interesting, because I think that when we start to get clarity about where we're at, for many people associated with money, it's a place of fear. So it's not about, what is it I want to create and how many lives do I want to touch and in what way. It's more about, like, how do I get from paycheck to paycheck? How do I survive? How do I make sure my kids are getting the health care and the education they need and those sorts of things? But what you're talking about is sort of the high-level perspective of what it is we want to create for our lives and for the world.
Yes. I mean, as a starting point, because that really leads to a lot of making us feel more alive. And then we can get into more of the detail and look at, okay, what's my financial starting point?
Uh-huh.
I talk about this in the book, and there's a great exercise on that. Is because if we're looking for, a goal, a monetary goal, we need to know where we're starting from. How we're going to get from point A to point B. So, we're starting from really getting honest with ourselves and questions around, what is my relationship like with money? How does money show up in my life? Some people will tell me they have a love-hate relationship with money. So imagine that statement, the energy behind that. It's just kind of like to and fro, and they feel stuck often around money and other things in their lives. And so there's this great exercise where we talk about really your financial starting point. And really, it's an inward journey, Christine. It's really getting to know yourself and what makes you tick around money, and looking at some of the fears and the doubts that you may have, and looking at addressing them in a way that is very safe, is holistic, and it's really fascinating, because it's an actual journey that you're taking from a step-by-step guide using this book.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've said that word a couple of times during our conversation today, Miraflor, and that is holistic.
Yes.
Why is it important to take a holistic approach?
Because we cannot compartmentalize. We often do that. And when we're focusing on something, we only focus on one thing. And, of course, that's important at that moment. But we are whole human beings, and we are a whole soul. And
now,
what happens?
Can you repeat what you just said? I'm sorry. I don't know if it's on my end or your end, but I missed what you said. And just in case listeners couldn't hear it, please repeat it.
Yes, sure. We are whole human beings, and we are also whole as souls, spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what we do in one area of our lives will always affect the other area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, there is this, in the book, there's this exercise called the holistic wealth wheel, where you get to look at and rate where you're at in feeling abundance and prosperity and wealth in all areas of your life, whether it be in your career, in your environment, in your relationships. What about your health? What about your home life? What about your finances? So
uh-huh.
There's all these things that come together to really... Because, again, we're talking about alignment. We're talking about getting everything in constant growth and moving forward for ourselves. So there's flow and there's ease. And
mm-hmm.
so I always look at it from the aspect of holistic wealth, is because we are so much more than just that one part that we're looking at. And
mm-hmm.
I've found in my own life, as I began to become successful and build wealth, I was really looking at it from all holistic areas, because I found that, again, if I'm only focusing on one thing, there could be a balance, and then the harmony, there isn't harmony. And so I really began to learn that, and that there's ebbs and flows in our lives. And if we look at it from a holistic standpoint, it's so much more fulfilling and rich, because we want to then be able to have all of that in our lives so that we can feel fulfilled, and it becomes more meaningful what
yeah.
we do and what we have, and then we can share it and pay forward our successes.
And I get a kick out of seeing examples about how the energetics of other aspects of our lives affect the energetics of our career, of our finances. I know for me personally, there have been several times when I've gone away on vacation and I've had big movement in my career, kind of surprisingly, and I realized, oh, I'm finding greater balance in my life and at this moment being on vacation, and that has allowed things to move forward. So I've seen that the importance of that holism in terms
yes.
of how it relates to our finances.
Yes, and this is another funny thing too, Christine, is that, you know, when we sometimes, when we want something to happen, and we want it to happen at this date by this time, we want to control the outcome. You
right.
know, this is in our nature, because it has to be exactly. And then when you kind of release it, because your attention is someplace else, like you're going on vacation and so forth, then there's movement and energy in that particular thing that we want to happen.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a funny story, and I'll say this really quickly, is one time I was waiting for this phone call, and it just wasn't coming. I'm checking my emails. I was getting
uh-huh.
all frustrated. I said, you know what, forget it. Actually, I'm going to take the dog out for a walk, because, you know, I was getting so tired of my own energy. And I didn't even bring the phone with me. And, I mean, we weren't gone for very long, maybe 30 minutes. I come back. There's the voicemail message that I'm waiting for. So the call came in anyway, you
yeah.
know, and sometimes we just have to let that energy be, because energy, it flows, right? And
right.
We're kind of stifling that energy with our own own control of it. And I'm not surprised that you went on vacation and things started to, you know, to really move forward, because you let it. You know, you let it, because you paid attention to something else. And
right,
I'm sure it was also raising your vibration because of the fact that you were really enjoying yourself on vacation.
Yes, and I also believe that if we can get to this place of allowing, however that might be, whether it's through meditation, through going on vacation, through being around somebody who is very at peace with what is, that allows things to shift, that's the magic place of change. And Yeah, vacation is just one of those things.
Because that is so, so true.
We're going to go to a quick break, but we'll return more about money manifestation and miracles.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. You're on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We've been chatting with Mary Flor Toniato. And Mary Flor, before we go any further, I want to make sure before we run out of time that you get an opportunity to share with our listeners how they can connect with you and what it is you offer.
Sure. I'd love to, Christine. So all they have to do is go to my website at maryflor.co. That's MERIFLOR.co. And in there, you're going to find a link to the book on where you can get it. And also, make sure to join my Facebook community. We've got the Money Manifestation and Miracles Club, and I do live Facebook Q's and A's there. So if somebody's interested in that, they can definitely go there. I also do work with entrepreneurs, business owners who really want to grow and scale their income and their business. And I'm also a literary agent and a book strategist. So I also work with coaches and entrepreneurs and thought leaders around creating their platform and their book. So all my work, Christine, is based on the fact that I really help to empower people to claim their wealth so they can rise as a force for good in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say that we've got a lot of listeners right now who, you know, are feeling a little stuck in getting their message out there, feeling a little stuck in terms of creating that financial abundance, feeling a little stuck in having the power to affect financially in the world. What's their next step?
So this is very important. There's two steps that I would recommend. Is the first step is from a mindset perspective. And that is that to really take this in and to understand that no matter what your past or current challenges are with money, they don't define who you are. Because we have this beautiful thing called choice that is free, and we can exercise it at any time to choose to have a different story, to create a different story about money and therefore our lives. So that's number one. The second thing is to go within, because all of the answers are always inside of us. It's always within, and we spend so much time trying to figure out what other people are doing, comparing ourselves to others, when we the best work that we can be doing is on ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And so look within and really identify what those fears or those blocks are that you may have around money. And usually from an emotional standpoint, one of four things, it's going to be around fear, mm-hmm. guilt, shame, or anger with money. And I talk about this more deeply in the book. And when you identify that, use this book that's going to help you step by step on how to not only address that, but then you can feel more empowered in how you feel and relate to money. And therefore, you're going to become more empowered in wanting to deal more with money and around your emotions around that. And then mm-hmm. what it ends up doing is it really transforms your not only your life financially, but also spiritually and emotionally as well.
Mm-hmm. So is it only about shifting our perspective and healing the wounds, or do we also need to take action?
Oh, yes. One of the other principles that I have is on action itself, is to improve your habits and actions around money. And that's layered in two ways. It's around integrity, having integrity with yourself and having integrity with your money.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is having integrity with yourself is that you are really good with your word around money, for instance. You're always, if you think about it from the point of view of, you know, how would I like to be treated if I were sharing money, or if I were how I want money to come to me in the world. And let's say, mm-hmm. you know, you had borrowed money from a family member a long time ago and you forgot to pay them back or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, go and rectify that right away, because you know, in our world, what we do will also come back to us, right? This is that law of attraction type of belief and cause and effect for all of our actions. So being in integrity with ourselves and being true to our word, that's so important around money. And then our actions around that, having integrity, like I said, you know, what if I have this funny little exercise in the book, what if money was your best friend? How would you treat it?
Yeah.
Would you forget about it? Would you shove it all over the place like we do, talk badly about it, and all those other things? I'm doing that kind of in a tongue-in-cheek way, because uh-huh. there's energy around that.
Absolutely.
And that's how it will show up in your life. And so there's all of these exercises that you can use in the book that is going to help you to create better habits and actions around money. And so if you've ever been somebody who fears, you know, going to the bank, asking for a loan, having conversations with family about money, and you really anxious about it, you know, this book can help you, because it's really shifting who you are becoming and creating a different money story for you, and therefore a different result.
Now, I want to circle back to something we just touched upon early on, just very briefly. I know that there are a lot of people right now, and the sorts of people who listen to this show, who feel like they want to show up for our world to help shift it. Why is it important for people to heal their relationship in this way with money at this time?
Well, this time we're all really being called to step up, to do our part in terms of bettering humanity and society. And especially for people who have this real calling, who are answering the call to want to make a big difference. I said earlier that, money is often required to fulfill our life's work. Uh-huh. And many people who also are feeling this way are saying things like, but I'm spiritual and, it's not about the money.
Uh-huh.
And I get that. Yes, I get that. But also remember that even Mother Teresa said that it takes a checkbook to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to basically understand the perspective. Yes, she was serving the poor and she did incredible work. But do not forget, she was very, very smart in fundraising her money. She was a multimillionaire over and over again,
right?
Because she knew how to use money for a greater good. And we can do that as well. And so, and part of that equation for women, and I want everybody listening to this to understand, is that you are part of that equation of abundance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when that flow comes in, let it come into you as well, that abundance and of that money and that prosperity, because you're part of that equation as well. So as you better other people's lives, the quality of your life will increase as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think in terms of getting money into the hands of the people who really want to create positive change is an important part of our process right now, a process of change on the earth. You know, this hour has flown by. I want to mention again your website, Meriflor.co, MERIFLOR.CO. And I want to thank you, Meriflor, for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was such a rich and great conversation. That's so important. So thank you, Christine, for doing what you do and for having me on your show.
Thank you. And again, her book is entitled Money, Manifestation, and Miracles. I also wanted to mention very briefly that my TEDx talk is up. It's on the homepage of my website. It's up on YouTube, and it's ChristineUpchurch.com, and you can find it on YouTube by just putting Christine Upchurch into the search bar, and you'll find your way to it. If you've ever felt like an outsider, it's worth listening. Thanks again for joining us, everyone, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.